Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 281. Hi, this is Paul Vogelzang, host of the Not Old Better Show. You've got the right place and the right program. And today's show is in conjunction with my ongoing work with Mary Furlong and Associates. Along with Mary Furlong, I attended the It's Never Too Late Startup Business Pitch Competition at AARP, the American Association of Retired Persons Innovation Labs in Washington, D.C. recently. This was a unique event, an event that features the leading edge startups from across the country. The startups pitch their ideas that will shape the future of how we all age regarding health, wealth, and self-solutions. The AARP Innovation Labs are committed to engaging the best and the brightest startups to identify challenges and solve big issues that impact us all as we age. Of course, the innovation part of the name Innovation Labs has a long history at AARP. AARP was built on innovation and has always worked toward developing solutions that create opportunity and solve problems for people 55 plus in age. It's part of the DNA at AARP. Additionally, AARP has long recognized the longevity economy, the economic opportunity that America's older population represents. And AARP has actively encouraged product developers and marketers to respond to this longevity economy with solutions focused on interests and needs of people age 55 plus. While at the event, I spoke to all the participants, and you're gonna hear those interviews in just a little bit. And we're gonna start with the AARP SVP of Innovation Labs, Andy Miller. Andy Miller is an interesting guy. His goal is to create new revenue-generating social mission-focused offerings with both internal teams and startup partners. Within the AARP Innovation Labs, Andy Miller brings together the Hatchery, which is the AARP's unique workspace located in downtown Washington, D.C. He also brings together multiple startup accelerator programs along with organizations such as Mass Challenge, Reunion Care, and various universities. Andy Miller and his team are responsible for the Innovation Labs Business Pitch event, and we caught up with him there for a few minutes. Andy Miller, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. As I say, I've had a chance to walk around. We're here in the Hatchery, which is part of AARP, and certainly at the Innovation Labs Day. I've met some great people. I know this is kind of pre-pitch, but you have a favorite?
I have a few. Okay. I'm going to withhold my comment.
Oh, shoot. I always love a scoop.
I do think because of the way we did this and this is the culmination of four different tour stops. It's sort of an American Idol style pitch event.
That's good.
I had the opportunity to be at each one of the four, so I have some insight to having watched them pitch. The interesting thing about our pitch events, it's not about my favorite or judges, it's the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring in members, so we'll have 50 members today, mm-hmm. As well as the rest of the audience, and they vote.
Yeah.
So the beauty of that is we always talk about, don't make the decision for the consumer, ask the consumer. And that's the heart of, or the essence of picking tonight, is let the consumers choose what they think is the most useful, not what they think is the most financially, like, you know, thinking at it from a venture capitalist perspective may be different than the consumer perspective. So, yes, I do have a couple favorites, but
we won't press you, but we'll be eager to find out a little bit more about this. So, as I say, we're here in the loft spaces of AARP's Hatchery, and I have to say, it's very loft-like, and you use the term venture capital. I was snooping a little bit, sorry, but I did look at the whiteboard. I saw lots of business kind of terminology, a lot of engagement terms, a lot of equations. You really are looking at some of these things from a profit and loss standpoint in many instances, and that's kind of different from what we might think of from AARP.
It is. It's very different. So the idea behind AARP Innovation Labs is really threefold. So one of the things we do is we have our own internal design thinking practice. So mm-hmm. think of like IDEO.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small group, but it's a consultancy that we focus on helping the core business
Okay.
Get better at whatever they're trying to solve for, right? So we may help the caregiving team or healthy living or livable communities better understand at a more granular level what they should be focused on using design thinking. So again, bring the consumer in. Don't just be like, we know best. So we do that. But then the real fun part of what we do over here is we have a product development function which actually creates our own startups. So the box, we built the box business from scratch, for example.
And that's, you're referring to now the Let's Be Well box. Okay, cool. There's some nice stuff in there.
We built that from scratch. That was an idea we came up with that we incubated ourselves. It's now...
You branded it. It's got an ARP branding on it, but there's United Healthcare. We'll put up some pictures, but I think that's really clever
stuff. There's a couple different, the Let's Be Well diabetes box, the direct-to-consumer box is actually branded with American Diabetes Association and us.
Okay.
The red box is a new one we have coming that we're working with the American Heart Association on. The United box is, obviously United is one of our biggest partners.
Sure.
We're doing some pilots with United. So the United box, which you don't see, is on the bottom flaps, has our logo and, ADA.
Okay.
But it's sort of a... primarily branded for United, and it's a pilot they're running. But we incubated this ourselves from scratch. We have two others right now that we're working on. One's around social connection, and one's around financial resiliency and saving for retirement. While that's great, we have limited capacity. So we can do about three businesses or products at any given time.
Internal to us.
Right. So when you think about venture math, right?
Yeah.
The VCs will make 10 investments to hopefully have that one hit. So how do we get to our 10 when we can only do three? Well, that's through the startup world.
Yeah.
So we sponsor pitch events like today, the Grand Pitch event, but we also work with accelerator programs, primarily Mass Challenge.
Okay.
And we look at digital health or health tech, and we look at fintech. And we try and find those companies that we think are solving for the things we care about most. And how do we bring them in? How do we work with them? In some cases, we may take some equity. Other cases, we may just help them because we know that they're impacting our world and it's something we want to do. But at the end of the day, it's about co-creating solutions that solve real problems.
Yeah, I noticed that. A smart strategy and important and I think there's an emotional part of it too. I always like to ask the question, and I've asked everybody this question here today, is there a personal side of it to you? Did you go through, I mean, I have a 90-year-old mom, I'm 61, and there's caregiving that goes back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
What's your kind of relation to some of that?
So my connection's a little different. So prior to this, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've done six companies. And I always talk about, when you ask a lot of entrepreneurs why they're doing what they do, they give you this answer that I think is total BS. I'm doing this to save the world, or I'm doing this. And the reality is, no, you're not. That's a line you use because you're building a little product or service that's making some money, and maybe you have an exit and everyone's happy, but it's not going to have societal impact, right? There's like 10 startups that have ever had societal impact. When I looked at the opportunity to join AARP, I truly thought to myself, this is the first time in my entrepreneurial career I could, with a straight face, say, no, I think I could have material societal impact through startups, whether it's an internally grown startup or working with one of these guys. So that was my reason for coming. It wasn't the story we hear from a lot of startups, like my mom had Alzheimer's. It wasn't that. It was more around me connecting with the startup community and really changing the world.
Andy Miller, as I say, I've had a chance to kind of walk around. I've met many of your staff. It seems like a great team. It seems like just a wonderful organization doing some really kind of cool things. If people want to get a hold of you, if I'm a startup, where do I start in reaching out?
Yeah, the best place is our new website we just launched called AARPinnovationLabs.org. It'll give you a little information about everything that we do here. And there's an opportunity for startups to actually reach out to us through that channel. And then we can let you know about what's going on, upcoming events, things that we're sponsoring, accelerator programs we're involved with, and we'll be proactively try and tell you how to engage with us.
Well, Andy Miller, thank you so much for joining us today. What a fascinating business that you're doing here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course.
All right.
Thanks for joining me and Mary Furlong and Associates for our recap of the recent AARP Innovation Labs It's Never Too Late to Startup Business Pitch Competition. Stay tuned for the rest of our series, during which we interview each of the participants, including event winner, Embodied Labs CEO, Carrie Shaw. Check out each one. These are some cool new startups focused on aging. Thanks, everybody.